currently only as a former Auckland councillor, a mayoral candidate and Māori community leader, and in March was acknowledged as the Labour Party candidate for Tamaki Makaurau in the election. Thank you for your time, Corinne. Tēnā koe.
Tata Māori.
Kia ora. Well, let's talk homelessness and also Men's Health Week, if you don't mind, in this conversation. Let's start with the former. And with homelessness rising, including growing numbers of elderly people alongside rangatahi, what specific actions do you will you champion to ensure solutions are tailored to both age groups and their distinct needs, Corinne?
Yes, no, look, Dale, I've been very concerned about our homelessness for our kuia and te mātua, and affordability, especially in Tamaki Makaurau. We know that a lot of our kuia and te mātua who have retired from work and are not getting those wages that they used to get are just not being able to afford the rents here in Tamaki Makaurau. So they're having to live with whānau. We're getting a lot of concerns even about our elderly, our senior citizens and kaumātua are going into nursing homes and suffering from dementia and things like this. And a lot of whānau now that are in Tamaki Makaurau don't have a family member who can stay home and look after them. So that cost of then having them having to go into those nursing homes is a huge pressure for our whānau here. So we definitely need to have more papakāinga, more social housing for our kuia and kaimata. And rangatahi and tai tamariki, I'm working in that space at the moment, Te Huruhuru, where we're working specifically with rangatahi who are homeless. We're providing a kaupapa Māori service and wraparound service for them, which helps them get into jobs, helps them with life skills and all of those additional things that they really need, in addition to just having a roof over their head. So we know that, I think the number at the moment is 33,000 children who are homeless or deemed as being homeless across the country. And we need to have some strong policy and some action to turn those numbers around.
Yeah, sure. I respect the work that Māte Huruhuru is doing, but we're talking dozens rather than thousands there that can be helped. What we are seeing specifically with the move-on orders, though, Corinne, is pushing already vulnerable people with a life expectancy of 45 if you're a streetie into side streets, some fearful industrial estates, rather than being a blight on tourists and shoppers in downtown Auckland, as an example. But that is far from solving the problem of homelessness. How much more needs to be done to ensure that those who are homeless and who want a whare, because some don't, it would seem, preferring for whatever reason to live outside. I know it's a small number, but there's talk that there are some who prefer life on the streets than in a house. In fact, they can't even settle in a house. Perhaps they've been on the street for that long. But what needs to be happening at El Pronto? What needs to happen now to alleviate the serious crises that we're witnessing across the country?
Yeah, so just on that, the move-on orders, and, you know, I think it's a disgrace, those move-on orders, Dale. It's so inappropriate that you're going to put these people who have got multiple needs, mental health issues, you know, they've suffered trauma and things like that. I used to also work for the Auckland City Mission, and to put them into prison, you know, to move them off the streets and into prison as a last resort, I think is you know, it's just disgusting to see that is happening to our people, when we know what they really need is to have that full reparation support and tautoko. And as you say, for a lot of these whānau, it is more of a social way of living for them, that they've been living that way for such a long time. You know, that a lot of their friends have also been living that way, so it's become the norm for them. But, you know, what we really need to do is look at more housing that meets their needs, and also having all of those services attached for them as well, specifically around the mental health issues and addiction. because we know that's a huge concern for some of these whānau that have been on the streets for a long time. Some of them are not ready to address those issues, but we need to actually be providing more of that for them.
Tēnā koe, Karen Leone's with us, Labour candidate for Tamaki Makaurau. There's been criticism about the cost of the Labour policy of a cap on public transport, but you're always going to get that. Opposition parties will try and debunk arguments and question costings. Hoi anō, it's a strong policy and for many could be hugely meaningful. What are you reading in and how strongly would you advocate for what is now Labour Party policy of a cap of $20 in public transport for the week in big cities and I think 10 elsewhere? How important do you think this is to restitch the fabric of society together, Karen?
Yes, yeah, no, absolutely. $20 a week to get around Auckland is cheap. You look at how much people are spending on petrol right now. You know, people are spending easily over $100 a week because of the price of petrol that's gone up. And $20 makes a huge difference for a lot of whānau. The feedback that we've been getting is that, you know, a lot of people that put their tamariki even onto buses, young people going to uni, whānau that are travelling around the city, they want to, they've been wanting to use public transport, but I know that the cost of that public transport has been an issue. So $20 fare cap is really good. We know it was $50, but bringing it down to $20 is even more affordable. And I think it's great for our city. You do have a public transport network that we need to encourage more of our whānau to use more. And it's good even health-wise to be walking to the train, to be walking to the bus stop, and to doing all those things. So the more that we can normalise that and help our whānau by saving money on the costs, I think is great for our city. And yeah, the comment about you know, the numbers not adding up, of course they're going to do that. But, you know, what are they offering? What are they offering for middle income earners? Not much. You know, this is the first policy that has really come out that is going to impact on Auckland, on our biggest city, and help so much given what a lot of whānau are going through at the moment with the cost of living.
Yeah, tēnā koe, thank you. It's Men's Health Week. What steps do you see as critical to addressing persistent health inequities among men, and particularly our Māori and Pacifica fellas?
Yes, and we know for our Māori and Pacifica men, we've got a lot of issues like diabetes, you know, mental health, all of those areas that we are overrepresented in. Life expectancy is shorter compared to non-Māori and Pacifica men. So I think it's really good that we focus on championing all of those things this week. And I know that there'll be a lot of forums and events that'll be held for that. And the more that we can actually, you know, the free doctor's visits, that's the other thing that Labor's focused on, the three free doctor's visits. All of those things add up when people are thinking about whether they're going to buy a loaf of bread or milk. And if you get a free doctor's visit, then that will make your decision to actually go to the doctor, because that's the other issue for our men, you know. For them to actually go to the doctor to address their health issues is a big step for them too. So the more that we can provide free services and encourage them to meet their health needs and their challenges and to turn a lot of those things around, I think that Dave Latelli does great things with BBM as well, Butterbean, and encouraging healthier options for kai and healthier options for getting out and doing group fitness together. Those are all great things for our men as well.
Well, tēnā koe, thanks very much. I guess you're in campaign mode right from the moment that you were confirmed as the candidate for Labour for the Tamaki Makaurau seat. A big run-up to November the 6th. What are some of the challenges ahead for you? I know you've campaigned before in a local body sense, Karen. What about in national politics? Where's your campaign? Have you got all your crew ready to go?
Yes. Actually, we were out door knocking last weekend in Manurewa. We're down in Clendon. We're catching up with whānau down there and talking to them about the issues. They're all really looking forward to holding the community meetings out there in Clendon and across Manurewa. And we're also out doing phone banking last weekend, getting lots of really positive feedback that we need to see a change in government. I think one of the issues that's coming up that some of our Māori voters are still getting a bit confused on is that messaging around the hung parliament, because we know that, you know, there's some social media videos going out saying the hung parliament is the Māori. You know, what I'm saying to voters is if we want to have a Labour-led government, which we need to have for this election, then we need to get as many Labour Party seats as possible, including our Māori seats. That is the only way that we are going to, you know, get that assurance that we are going to get a change in government, because the issue with the Māori Party is that we could get much the same, you know, and then obviously there's all the other issues that are going on. So for me, it's about look at the parties, look at the policies. As a candidate, obviously, I'm experienced in local government and central government. I've had very strong relationships with a lot of our current MPs who have been in previous Labor governments. So I'm really excited to be out campaigning and talking to our whānau about the changes that we can see will happen when we get this change of government come November the 9th. So, but the key issue also is just to get our 40,000 non-enrolled voters to enrol and vote for this year's election.
Tēnā koe, those 40,000, what, just in Tamaki? Just in the Tamaki Makaurau electorate, how many do you think are not enrolled that were that are entitled to? Do you think?
Correct? Yes, it is. Those are the numbers that I've been given, is around 40,000, because we've got a population of 250,000. We've got about 40,000 who are currently on the Māori roll, and only around 25,000 of those actually vote. And then you've got an additional 40,000 who are Māori, who could potentially either go on the Māori roll or the general roll. But we are trying to push as hard as possible, and we're working with our general electorate, because the Tamaki Makaurau electorate, of course, covers 15 general seats, and they're also working really hard to encourage Māori to get enrolled to vote.
Great talking with you, Corinne. We'll have cause to do so many times as we build up to November, but appreciate your thoughts today on homelessness, men's health, and also on public transport fee caps. Currently only standing for the Labour Party in this year's election in the Tamaki Makaurau electorate. Thanks so much for joining us, Tuhine. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Thank you, Dale.
Kia ora. Thank you.